Brother Eric John Phelps, welcome to 24/7 World Radio Podcast today on this October 27th, 2024. It is my Sunday message. It has to do more with teaching than preaching per se. Although there will be some preaching also, as I cannot let that opportunity elude me, especially when it comes to this topic that I've been asked to teach on. And dear Sister Cheryl out in Texas asked me to give a message on voting. How and why, or why and how, the Bible-believing, born-again, saved man or woman should vote. And I've made many mistakes on this topic. I think I have it right now, finally. But I want to teach you that you have to have your status corrected first, that you're no longer surety for an all-caps entity and ens legis, an artificial person, with the name of war. And therefore, you will become its beneficiary so that you can use this entity to vote. Because everything that happens in this Holy Roman 14th Amendment corporate fascist socialist communist American empire is military. Everything is war being waged by the commander-in-chief in District of Columbia, which is in fact District of Columbia more so than the city of Washington. It's primarily District of Columbia now, since March 9th, 1933. The president is primarily a commander-in-chief since March 9th, 1933. The governors of all the states are now commanders-in-chiefs of their state, subject to the commander-in-chief in District of Columbia. This is strictly a Roman government, a Roman papal military government, as was the Empire of Rome. Remember, the first Caesar of Rome, when Augustus Caesar proclaimed himself as Caesar, he became the first Caesar of Rome, and the Republic of Rome then became an empire. And one of its symbols was a Roman fascist symbol, a fasci. So with Augustus Caesar becoming the first Caesar, with the Roman Republic becoming a Roman Empire, this very same thing happened on March 9th, 1933, when the president, Franklin Damnable Roosevelt, became the commander-in-chief, or in fact, Augustus Caesar, and the Little Republic, the National Republic of the United States of America, became a de facto Holy Roman 14th Amendment corporate fascist socialist communist American empire. The Republic became centralized with the 14th Amendment, and then it became an empire with Proclamation 2040. And the president became commander-in-chief. He became Caesar. And as I show you in my book, in my PowerPoint, in my class that I teach, Private American Citizenship, an individual, dear brother, forwarded to me, Brother Eric, a picture of Franklin D. Roosevelt on his 52nd birthday on January 20th, 1934. He was born in, what, 1882, something like that. And so, this also answers another question, by the way. Why was the date changed in the 20th Amendment from the inauguration date changed from March 4th to January 20th? 20th Amendment, January 20th. That's how you remember, okay? Because January 20th was the birthday of the new American Caesar, Franklin Damnable Roosevelt, 32nd degree Scottish Rite Freemason, completely in the hands of Jesuit Edmund Walsh out of Georgetown University. And so as a commemoration of the institution of Emergency War Powers Military Government under the Commander-in-Chief, they changed the date of inauguration for the American president from March 4th, as set forth in the Constitution, to January 20th, as set forth in the 20th Amendment, because that was the day of FDR's birthday, January 20th. Now you know why they changed the date from March 4th to January 20th. So, we live in an Emergency War Powers Military Government. We live in an empire. Remember, this military government out of District of Columbia is absolutely Roman. That's why Justin Fulton referred to it in his book as Rome on the Potomac. And that's Justin Fulton's work, Washington in the Lap of Rome, written in 1888. You need to get it if you don't have it. Remember, the weapons of a freeman are his books. And they supersede your guns because your books teach you how to use your guns. Right? And true history. So, we've been under this Emergency War Powers Military Government since March 9th, 1933. And when that happened, FDR successfully seized every person, place, and thing as Commander-in-Chief. That means he seized all the land. He seized all the buildings. He seized all the bicycles. He seized all the fish. He seized all the deer. You wonder why you got to get a deer license every year, and if you hit a deer on the road, you got to call the game commission to make sure you can take it, or they're going to take the deer, because the deer doesn't belong to we the people. The deer belongs to the state. It's property of the state. And the game commission tells you what you can do with its property. It's not your property once you kill it. It's its property. It's the Emergency War Powers Military Government's property once you kill that deer, once you hit the deer on the road. So we have to call Mommy and Daddy and let them know we hit a deer and so they can come and take it. We can't just pick it up and throw it in the trunk and cut it up and have our venison for us like I've done in the past. I'm not going to let a beautiful buck lay in the road after I hit it and let it rot and have the vultures eat it. I'm going to take it, throw it in my trunk, take it home. I'm going to cut it up and I'm going to have venison. But if you're an enemy belligerent, you can't do that. You've got to go and you've got to beg for the military, for the game commission. Oh, please, please, can I take the deer? Or one time I saw a dead woodpecker in the middle of the road. It was a beautiful woodpecker. It had that beautiful red triangle on the back of its head. And so I wanted to have it mounted. And the people that do the mounts say, we can't mount that. That's a protected species. I said, it was dead. Dead in the middle of the road. Can't do it. I called the game commission. The guy told me, real arrogant, he said, just take that woodpecker and throw it right back out in the road where you got it. Because if we find it on you, we can sue you or prosecute you. See, this is how military government works. We're under occupation. The commander-in-chief owns everything, boa. And we've been nothing but a bunch of niggas. That's right, I use that term niggas, and it's appropriate now. Whether we be white niggas, black niggas, Asian niggas, whatever. We're all nothing but a bunch of conquered people. Step and fetch it for the military government, because we're conquered and we're deemed to be enemies and belligerents. Living on our homes as occupied territories. That's right. Every time you see the great state of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you just have to call it the Occupied Territory of Pennsylvania. It's under military occupation. By the Commander-in-Chief's National Guard, or his military, or his Air Force bases, or whatever. It's all under military government. All under military occupation. And you're just an enemy belligerent. That's why you use an all-capital-letter name. That all-capital-letter name is a name of war. It's a nom de guerre. They have merged you with an artificial person. You, the man, have been merged with a man-made artificial person that was created the date your birth certificate was filed or the date your certificate of naturalization was filed. Your surety. And whenever they pass their laws, they're passing their laws against the all-caps entity, presuming it's you, because you're surety for it. That's how it works. This government doesn't see the man. No courtroom sees the man. No bank sees the man. The bank is signing up the all-caps entity for which you're surety. The court is proceeding against the all-caps entity for which you're surety. And when it comes to voting registration, they're registering the all-caps entity for which you're surety. And that's how all people, or generally most people, vote today. And I'm going to teach you how to reverse that, where you will use that all-caps entity, pursuant to 1 Corinthians 7:31, you're going to use this all-caps entity to cast your vote. And the vote you're going to cast is going to be a vote for one purpose only: to bring your county or your state out of the Pope's Holy Roman 14th Amendment Socialist Communist Corporate Fascist American Empire. There is no cleaning up the swamp. Trump is as much of a liar as Biden. They're both really Roman Catholics. Trump's probably more of a fanatical Catholic than Biden is. They're both serving the Archbishop of New York City. Trump was at the Al Smith dinner. Kamala was told not to go. To further drive the Catholics, which is one quarter of the population in this country at least, into the arms of Trump and the new right. Because when it comes to religion and the Pope and the Archbishop, they are absolute. And the Roman Catholic citizens, or the citizens of the sovereign state of Vatican City, are going to do ultimately what the priests tell them to do. Because it's war. The sovereign state of Vatican City is a war machine. It's waging war around the world against heretics and liberals to bring them all under the absolute dictatorial power of some dictator or some president or some military chieftain to have the people do what the Pope wants them to do. That's all there is to politics today. That's politics 101. And in America, to get that to happen, they had to bring about the Great Depression, throw everybody in frantication. The president comes along, going to save the day on the white horse, going to implement Trading with the Enemy Act, war powers inside the country. He's going to be commander-in-chief, and he's going to tell all the people that are just franticating, what are we going to do? We have this Great Depression. Hey, the same bastards that caused the Great Depression are the same bastards that put in the commander-in-chief. The Jesuits running the Federal Reserve, and both political parties. The Jesuit order runs both political parties through its secret societies. Whether it be Skull and Bones, whether it be Freemasonry, whether it be Knights of Columbus, whether it be the Knights of Malta. Their secret societies, all of them subject to the Pope, run the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. So what's your choice? What's your choice? Donald Trump, who is a liar and a fake and faked his assassination attempt, touching his ear and looking at it and see if there was blood, and there was no blood on it. And now there's a notable Jewish podcaster that's saying that Donald Trump is the sign of the priests, and the priests were anointed with blood on their right ear and their right thumb and their right toe, and this is Donald Trump's validation from God. What a filthy liar. And this guy dresses in all black, got a black shirt on, black coat on. He's very Jewish looking. He has olive skin, very black hair, black beard. But he's stepping fetches for the papacy, putting Trump in power. So anyway, the Jesuits control both political parties, whether it be Biden or Kamala, or whether it be Donald Trump and JD. They got them all. And you don't have any say whatsoever. And they'll manipulate the election whenever they want to with their Dominion voting machines or however they want to do it. They'll use their mafia to cast extra votes in Philadelphia like they did here. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to fake the election and make sure the priest, the individual gets in that the Archbishop of New York City has been ordered to put in power. Because the Archbishop of New York City is the Archbishop of the political capital of the world, according to John Paul II. When it was John Cardinal O'Connor, John Paul II called him the Archbishop of the political capital of the world. New York is the political capital of the world. It's the richest diocese in the entire Roman Catholic institution and the sovereign state of Vatican City Empire. The richest. Therefore, the Archbishop of the richest diocese, archdiocese in the world, has to be the most powerful cardinal in this country. Most powerful archbishop, and that's right, because he controls the political parties, he controls the banks, he controls the New York Federal Reserve. He controls it. He's no little harmless, beanie-wearing man with a red gown on. This guy is the powerhouse in New York City. If you want to read a book on it, read the book by John Sweeney on the American Pope. The title is American Pope. He tells you that Francis Cardinal Spellman was the most powerful archbishop in the country, and he calls it the St. Patrick's Cathedral there in New York, he calls it the powerhouse. The powerhouse. The cities that run this empire are New York and District of Columbia. New York is the financial capital, influencing politics, and District of Columbia is the military capital, with the commander-in-chief there, ready to wage war around the world once he's ordered by his superiors at Georgetown to do so. And it matters not what political party you voted for. He's going to do what he's told to do. He's going to wage war where he wants to wage war. He's the commander-in-chief, and you're nothing. You're just a little enemy belligerent. And you have two purposes. First purpose is to be a good step and fetch it, to be a good slave, to be a good nigger, and go to work every day. Make sure you volunteer to have taxes withheld out of your paycheck, because you got to volunteer with your W-4. And then when it gets so bad, when we're going to go to war, so they're going to draft you and they're going to send you off to fight foreign wars to kill off the manhood of that country as well as our country, to further weaken the nations as Lucifer has done in Isaiah 14. Art thou that weaken the nations? And submitting them more to the absolute dictatorial power of the Roman papacy run by the Jesuits? What's this got to do with voting? Everything. Our goal should be, we don't want to support the war effort anymore, and we're not going to fight the Pope's Crusades anymore. So the first thing we have to realize here, understand, there's nothing wrong with the word understand. Understand is a biblical term. It's a lot of that your understanding might be enlightened. We see understanding in Ephesians and other places. There's nothing wrong with that word. Don't get these people overstand. I overstand. I understand. It's nonsense. Patriot nonsense. We read in Proverbs 11, 14, and 15. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. Verse 15. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it. And he that hateth suretyship is sure. If you are surety for a stranger, and this stranger is the all caps entity, which is the name on your bank account, which is the name on your driver's license, which is the name on your pilot's license, which is the name on your passport, which is the name on your voter registration, which is the name on everything you have. It's an all capital letter name. They will never put it in an upper and lowercase name without an initial, because an upper lowercase name with initial is just as much a name of war as the all uppercase name. So you don't want to be surety for this all caps entity. The Bible is very clear. How can we stop being surety for this all caps entity? We read in 1 Corinthians 7, 20 through 23. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant, a doulos, a slave? Care not for it. This is another proof that the Bible does not condemn the institution of slavery. It condemns the mistreatment of the slaves, but it does not condemn the institution of slavery. Because if you're called being a slave, a doulos, a servant, care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord being a servant is the Lord's freeman. That's a legal term in English law. American law is a freeman. Likewise, also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Stulos, slave. The Lord knows how to treat his slaves. He's never abused one of them. But that's what I am. That's what you are if you're in Christ. You're his servant. You do his bidding. You wait upon the leading of the Spirit to do what he wants you to do. The comforter, the substitute for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is a substitute for Christ right now, not the Pope. The Holy Spirit's the vicar of Christ, not the Pope. So, if you may be made free, use it rather. How can you cease to be a servant? How can you cease to be surety for this all caps entity? And there's a way to do it. I teach you how to do it. It's called a release. It's a unilateral contract under seal. It must be filed in a court, in a public office. And once it is filed, then you are no longer the surety for this all caps entity, and you have reverted back to the antecedent status that we all had before March 9th, 1933. It was contract in with the birth certificate and seizure. It's contract out with the release and filing it in the public office. We are in sin as Bible-believing people if we are surety for a stranger. And that's nearly the entire Church of Jesus Christ in North America right now. That includes Canada. Canada's under a military government just like America's under a military government. They're flying military colors in the courtroom. So, you have to cease to be surety for this all caps entity. And when you cease to be surety and refer it back to the previous status that we all had before March 9th, 1933, now we can use this world. 1 Corinthians 7:31. And they that use this world, this world system, which includes the all caps name, this artificial person, is not abusing it, for the fashion of this world system passeth away. It's a system. We love not the world system, 1 John. We love the creation, it's beautiful. But we do not love this present world system because Satan is the god of this world system. 2 Corinthians 4:4. So we're going to use Satan's world system and not abusing it. And part of Satan's world system is the all caps name nom de guerre, this artificial person. And you're going to be the beneficiary of it. You're no longer going to be the trustee, obligor, lessee, surety. You're going to be its beneficiary and agent of record because you will contract with that entity because you, the private citizen, cannot be in commerce. You don't have a social security number. The all caps entity has the number. You have the date of birth. It has a social security number. The two numbers for the hybrid, the part man, the part artificial person. It's reflected and illustrated in one of the Star Trek series called The Borg. The Borg is part man, part artificial person. And when you're surety for that, you're part of the hive. And by the way, with the Borg, guess who runs the Borg? It's a woman, the Virgin Mary. So, we do not want to be surety for this all caps entity, but we're going to use this all caps entity of Satan for our benefit. We're going to use it and not abuse it. Say, well, that's heresy. You have to use this world system, but you use it, but you're not part of it. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. You've separated from this all caps entity with your release, and you've reverted back to the previous status that all Americans had before March 9th, 1933. And so now you're going to use this entity, and you're going to use it to vote with. This should be of paramount importance to you, not being treated like an enemy belligerent, not being treated like an outlaw. not being treated like an enemy belligerent living in an occupied territory. We should be absolutely consumed with the fact that we are American citizens. We are nationalists. God has instituted the nations in Genesis 10. He has not instituted interdependence. He has instituted independence. And the nation that we will forever be known to be part of, unless God enables me to found a new one here, a Pro-Baptical, for Protestants, Baptists, and Calvinists, for white Protestants, Baptists, and Calvinists, because we have the right to associate with whom we want to associate. Doesn't mean we hate anybody. It's called the freedom of association. It's a choice. I had one black man say to me one time, a black Christian brother out of Africa, I said, I don't want to live around black people. I don't want them living in my country. I don't want to live in their country. And he says to me, yeah, it's a choice. That's right, it's a choice. But you say that now while you're a racist and bigot and you hate them. Because they want to motivate you by guilt to forcefully miscegenate, nation miscegenate. So you have no identity anymore and no history. God instituted the nations. Out of every race, kindred, out of every language, tongue, and people. And of course, the genus has to do with race in Revelation 5:9. Even though the word's not used there, it's still a certain people noted by their racial characteristics, their linguistic characteristics, the land that they live on, the boundaries in which they live. That will forever be known in eternity. You will forever be known as an American in eternity if you're saved. So, we go on. We should be completely given over to our status. We're not going to have anybody rob us of our status because rights limit powers. Rights limit powers. Your status limits what the government can do to you because with your status come certain rights that are more important than the physical things you own. The reason why you own physical things is because there's an invisible right to it that you can't see. Oh, it's referred to in titles, you know, title to your car, title to your property, but that title is an evidence of an individual right called an incorporeal hereditament. How do you like that one? So we see here in Romans, in Acts chapter 22, verses 24 through 26. And they gave him audience unto the word, unto this word. And they lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. These are the Jewish leaders saying this about the Apostle Paul. The chief captain commanded him, verse 23, and as they cried out, and cast off their clothes, and threw dust upon the air, into the air. The chief captain commanded him to be brought unto the castle, and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. And as they bound him with the thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? You see, the Apostle Paul was a Roman, and he had rights. And one of the rights he had was he could not be scourged unless he was condemned. Where they could scourge others that were not Romans, like the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not a Roman, so they could scourge him before they crucified him. But they couldn't scourge the Apostle Paul. He had the status, citizenship status of being a Roman. And by the way, at that time it was not extended to everyone, because that's what Caracalla did in 212. He extended Roman citizenship to everybody in the empire. It's like those sinners did with the radical red Republicans back in 1868 with the 14th Amendment. So, when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. Remember, If they would scourge the Apostle Paul as a Roman and uncondemned, those guys could be killed. They could be put to death. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, Yea. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, But I was freeborn. They let him go. He was freeborn. He was a freeman. And when American citizens were born prior to March 9th, 1933, we were freeborn. We were freemen. We were American freemen. But after March 9th, 1933, or at that time and thereafter, there are no more freemen. There's no more freeborn because we're all enemies and belligerents. We're surety for this all caps entity. And that should be unacceptable to any Bible-believing, born-again man of God. I will not be surety for this all-caps entity. That's why I teach my class on private citizenship. It's a matter of religious conviction first, and secondly, to get your status right. So, 1 Corinthians 7, if you may be made free, use it rather. After we're compelled to use it because we're not to be surety. And then, now that we're no longer surety, we become the pre-March 9th, 1933 private citizen, and we're going to use this all-caps entity for good, pursuant to 1 Corinthians 7:31. We are not going to recontract with the military government back into the status of being the surety. The great King Solomon, in the first chapter of the book of Proverbs, states, chapter 1, verse 10, Well, the first verse of importance is verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We have to fear God. We're afraid of God for certain things that he may do to us if we disobey him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Another passage says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We fear him, and it's a healthy fear. And based on that healthy fear of God, we go to verse 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. They want to entice you to be surety for this stranger. The pre-March 9th private citizen who has a right to civilian due process of law, if you're brought before a court, the first thing the judge is going to say to you is, What is your name? Are you so-and-so? And it's an all-caps name. And the answer is no. I'm beneficiary and sole agent. Sole beneficiary agent of record for it. Matter of public record. What is your name? My name is spelled in upper and lowercase letters, so-and-so and so-and-so with no initials. And then they're going to want to go on. How do you plead? They're enticing you. I'm not making a plea. I'm not the defendant. It's a matter of public record on file with this court. I have a declaration of status that says that I have a right to civilian due process of law, and you can't give me this military due process of law. This is the great judicial secret. They don't want you to know, boy. Enemy belligerent. Outlaw. Surety for this all caps enemy belligerent, all caps name. They don't want you to know that. There's not no judge is going to go on record, we're not going to be proceeding against this individual today because he's not surety for this all-caps entity, and so therefore I can't give him emergency war powers military due process here, so I'm going to abate this procedure, and we're next case, clerk. The judge isn't going to do it. He knows he could, but he's not going to do it because he hates you, and he's afraid of his commander-in-chief of the Supreme Court. We're in Harrisburg. The Supreme Court's afraid of the commander-in-chief of Harrisburg, and the commander-in-chief in Harrisburg is afraid of the commander-in-chief in District of Columbia. It's one big fear operation to keep you enslaved, and if they might do something like that, well, they're going to be removed from the bench. They might even lose their pension, and they might have to go to work like the rest of us. So, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. No. Are you the defendant? Oh, absolutely not. I just had a case. I had a case that appears that my friend lost, but he didn't, because the opposing attorney, a big attorney's firm out of Philadelphia, So, well, apparently, this entity that filed this amicus brief in this case is not the defendant. So the defendant doesn't have a right to bring an action. And therefore, we have a default judgment against it anyway. And so this court no longer has jurisdiction. So the court ruled that way. But it ruled that way against the all-caps entity. So we sent a notice out to the attorney saying, well, we see that you have a default judgment against the all-caps entity. However, this all-lowercase name is not me. And therefore, you have a judgment against this fiction, and it doesn't include me. So I don't have the responsibility to pay it, to pay the hospital bill of $162,000. We encourage you to bring an action again against me, the upper and lowercase name, so that you can get a judgment so I'll be obligated to pay. But I'm not obligated to pay this judgment because I'm not the surety for this all caps entity. You see how that works? And my buddy that I did this, that I helped him with this case, he's not going to have to pay the bill because they didn't proceed against him properly. When they want to properly proceed against him in his real name and give a civilian due process, then we can come to an arrangement how to pay the hospital. But there's no way in hell we are going to be surety for this all caps entity. We're not allowing any procedure against presuming it's me to be the all-caps entity. I have a friend now that's trying to proceed against him for some prostitute of a patient of his. He's a psychologist there now. She's suing him for $1 million of sexual harassment. After 25 sessions with him. Really? And I told him, I said, listen, you can put an end to this right away. It's not you. They're not proceeding against you. They're proceeding against this entity. That's right. Once you have private citizenship status and you know what to do, you can't be sued. You got to press it, but you can't be sued. You're not the entity. Come back and sue me in my upper and lowercase name, and then we can have court and remove those military colors out of the courtroom, and I'm not this all caps entity, and then we can have court. Because every state still has civilian due process, but they can't proceed because they're under military government and they're under military jurisdiction, and it's a federal military jurisdiction. And the state military governments are just step and fetch it's for the military government in District of Columbia. They can't proceed. I had a buddy that they've called in for jury duty. I said, well, here's a list of questions for them that want you to be there. First question, are you going to be flying military colors in the courtroom? Second question, are you going to presume that I'm surety for this all caps entity that you sent a jury summons to? Or all caps with an initial? Are you going to impose a military jurisdiction on the defendant? And so some little wench sent back a letter to him and says, the answer to all your questions is no! Now just fill out the jury summons. I said, okay, just go ahead and fill it out. You're going to sign an agent, it's not you. Then you're going to show up and you're going to ask the judge when they want to voir dire you. I have a question, Your Honor. The question is this going to be a military procedure, military jurisdiction? Because I see military colors in the courtroom. That's how they are in Lancaster, and that's where he's going to be, in Lancaster County Courthouse in Pennsylvania. And judge, and it's a big county courthouse. Are we going to have military procedure? And the judge will hear that and say, well, we don't need him to be a juror. He will never answer, no, this is civilian due process. He will never answer that way. And I like calling to account these men because they know exactly what they're doing. And the average working man, busy pouring concrete or tying rebar or building a house, he knows nothing of this. He's an honest laborer, and the professions that are supposed to protect him and his rights are busy conspiring against him with the American Bar Association, with the ABA. These bar card attorneys, they all know this. They know, but they don't want you to know because you're not one of the adepts, you see. You're just an enemy belligerent, and we're part of the conqueror's army, and we're going to roughshod over you. Just don't pay your property tax, and we'll put it up for sale on the county courthouse steps, and all the lawyer vultures will be down there to bid it and buy it just to pay the property tax off, and now your house is theirs just because they paid the property tax. That's called grand theft, and they love it. Destruction of the middle class, enthroning the elite, the lawyers and the doctors and all of those, these professions that are against us. Why? Because you're surety for a stranger. And you're smarting for it. You're hurting for it. They're going to raise this property tax on all of us so that we can't live in a house anymore. And then once you go and don't pay the property tax, they're going to remove you off the property and get State Street or Black Rock or any of those other centers to get the property so we can all be leasing off of it. Isn't that nice? This leasers, enemy belligerents leasing property. You don't have an interest whatsoever in one square foot of land. That's right. That's a free and freehold. No, because you're enemy belligerent. Enemy belligerents don't have allodial title to land. They're just in there in federal privilege. That's why they pay the privilege tax called the property tax, which is an ad valorem indirect excise tax. That's why they do it to us every day and every way. And to keep us distracted, they're going to incite these savage blacks to hate and kill us, so we got to be looking to protect ourselves while we're trying to resist a tyrannical government, because they've weaponized these majority savage blacks against us. And now these alien Hispanic invaders, they've weaponized them against us. Who's done this? The military government in District of Columbia, aided and abetted by its military government on a state level. You think these town hall meetings care about you when you go in and say, I don't want these Haitians moving into our little town here in western Pennsylvania. They don't care about you, boy. They're going to do whatever they're told to do by District of Columbia. That's what the military government has done to us as we're surety for this all caps entity. And so that's why we have to cease to be part of this all caps entity. We're not to be a partaker of other men's sins. The sin of being surety for an all caps entity. If you are, you're in sin. And that's one reason why the Church of Laodicea here in America is so apostate and so powerless, because it's in sin as surety for the all caps entity, and you'll be hard pressed to find any preacher that will denounce it from the pulpit in any kind of significant context. You're not going to do it, because I might lose being a pastor. Oh yeah, Ed Young at Second Baptist Church in Houston, I might be kicked out as a pastor, because if I denounce this, why, they might kick me out, because after all, there's a million Freemasons in the Southern Baptist Convention, and he's one of them. Amen, can I get an amen here? Or are we just going to continue to march to our destruction, following the Pied Piper apostate and cowardly Baptist preachers? Is that what we're going to do? So, once we then return to our former status, we're no longer in sin, and therefore the Lord can use us for higher things, and he can bless us, because we're not surety for these strangers. We're one of we the people again. We're one of we the people of the great state of Pennsylvania that wrote the Constitution. We're one of we the people of the great state of Texas that wrote the Constitution. We're not enemy belligerents, all mixed in with the alien invaders. You wonder why the Lord, that's the Jesuits with their high-level Tesla technology, to destroy a portion of North Carolina with tornadoes. You wonder why the Lord uses Satan to that end? Maybe it's because of the apostasy and sin of the churches. Huh? If the salt hath lost its savor, it has nothing to be salted with. I mean, we're the light of the world, those of us in Christ. We should have things lit up. But oh no, we're surety for a stranger, and the stranger is darkness. The stranger is a man creation. It's part of Satan's world system. We're in his darkness if we're surety for the stranger. We're supposed to get out of the darkness and come into his marvelous light. And part of that is ceasing to be surety for this all caps entity. That's another passage of scripture we need to look at. We read in 2 Corinthians 6:14 and follows. Now, if there is a passage of scripture that is clear about not being surety for this all caps entity, it's right here. 2 Corinthians 6:14-17. It's 14-18. Be ye not unequally yoked, that's bound up with, together with unbelievers. That all caps entity is a fiction. It's a piece of paper. It's like a corporate charter. And we're bound to it. We're yoked to it. And of course that piece of paper is an unbeliever. He can't believe. We're not to be bound to that, yoked with it. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? The birth certificate is registration of title to a certain registered piece of property. And you're going to treat me like that? Like I'm a registered piece of property? A human resource? God, deliver us. And what communion had light with darkness? I tell you, that birth certificate's darkness is part of Satan's world system. 2 Corinthians 4:4. That Satan is the god of this world system. And that world system includes birth certificates and certificates of naturalization. And they're invested and reinvested with their Templar banking. And what conquered hath Christ with Belial? Those of us in Christ have Christ indwelling us. The creators of the birth certificate have the devil in them. There weren't Bible-believing Christians that started the birth certificate scam back in the early 1900s. It was the Jesuits and their agents in District of Columbia, in Washington at the time, with a civilian government. And by the way, they started registering all the births, and they considered registration complete in 1933, just in time for the seizure and the decoration of Proclamation 2039, 2040, and March 6th and 9th, 33, to impose military government, seizing all registered titles. So, and what conquered hath Christ with Belial, with Satan? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? That all caps entity's an infidel. It has no faith. Why are you merged to it? Why are you bound to it? Why are you surety for it? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? If the Spirit of God dwells in you, you're the temple of God. You are a temple of God. You're not the temple of God in Jerusalem, but you are a temple. The Lord lives in you as he was indwelling in his first and second temples. And so, what agreement a temple with God with idols? That whole birth certificate is part of the state, which is an idol. The emergency war powers, military government of the state is an idol, and everybody just worships everybody in government. If you're in the government, you're God Almighty. And you take these women, and you take these feminazi women, you put them in government, you've got real dictators now. They're unfriendly. They don't want to help you. They're going to tell you off. I've had them do it to me. Of course, then I told them off too, and I complained to their supervisor. I sued one of them. You want to treat me like that? I'm going to teach you a lesson, honey. And I'm going to teach it in Jesus' name. And everybody in the courts and the judges upstairs, they can all know how you treated me, Michelle. Yeah. She later resigned, thank God. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. They shall be my people. Now, what's the conclusion? Verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate. Separate yourself from this all caps entity. Where saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. It's unclean. We used it as part of Satan's system, but it's unclean, it's darkness, we should not be yoked together with it, and we're not going to consent to be yoked together with it in obedience to Proverbs 1:10. My son, if these sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Well, you're going to get a personal bank account? You know, you got to have Social Security number and date of birth. And we're going to make an all caps name. Well, I can't have a personal bank account. I'll have a business account that's all caps name because I'm the beneficiary of it. So we'll just make it a business. Okay, we'll make it a business account. No personal bank account anymore because you got to be surety for this thing. You got to have a business account in the all caps name. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Imagine what God would do for his church in this country if we had it. Nationwide, all the preachers preaching, no longer be surety for your all caps ens legis, your legal fiction, and you are separate from it. You will use it, but it's not you anymore. There would be a complete and total meltdown. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. The Lord will be a practical father to us. He already is our father for in Christ, but he wants to be a practical day-by-day father to us. So we have to separate from this thing, from this darkness, from this legal fiction, from the creation of the state to enable the courts to give you military jurisdiction, because they can't give you military jurisdiction and procedure if you're not bound to this enemy belligerent in an occupied territory. You can't do it. It's to facilitate them to proceed in personam against the all caps entity with its surety. And that's now we're talking about an admiralty procedure or an admiralty for them to have personal jurisdiction. They got to get the owner of the property of the ship, which is called the thing, and they proceed in rem against the ship, against the thing. And when the owner shows up to defend, now they have personal jurisdiction. Well, here they just merge the thing, and they merge the individual. They merge the all-caps entity with the man, merge him with the birth certificate. And now guess what now, boy? We can proceed against you with a military due process. But I wasn't informed. You're supposed to know. I don't have informed consent. Isn't that tough? It's operation of law. The Jesuits committed no fraud here. It's just an insult and a terrible destruction of the Lord's people in North America by doing this to us. But once you separate from this entity, once you're no longer coupled with it, you're going to use it, 1 Corinthians 7:31. So how are you going to use it? Well, concerning voting, you're going to be registered to vote. The card that they're going to give you is an all capital letter name voter registration card. And I stamped on mine that I'm not surety nor fiduciary for this all caps entity. The upper and lowercase name of Eric John Phelps is not surety or fiduciary for this all caps name Eric John Phelps. And I stamped it on there. And I had it laminated. And so I was registered to vote as an independent. My entity was registered to vote as an independent, but you can't vote until you get to the general election. You're completely disfranchised as an independent. So therefore, what do? We have to run for political office, and it will be the Republican Party, because no true Christian can be a Democrat. Impossible. That's socialist communism. At least in the Republican Party, there's some semblance of conservatism. So you're going to run as a Republican in the Republican Party on a county level or on a state level, but forget the federal level, forget the national level. That's gone. I never vote in a national election. It's totally fruitless. It's completely rigged. And if you read the book Vote Scam, they will tell you in that book that there hasn't been an election since 1964. Collier and Collier, Vote Scam. Get the book, Vote Scam. So what do we seek to do? We seek to run for political office in our county or our state, and we're advocating one thing, primarily, a declaration of independence to leave the empire. Not an ordinance of secession. No state, no county has the right to secede, but they have a right to declare their independence, as the counties did at the American Revolutionary War. So therefore, it's a two-step process. You have to find somebody that's willing to run for political office in the Republican Party, and that they're going to advocate that our state or that our county declare its independence. Mecklenburg County declared its independence from King George III in 1774, that great county of North Carolina. Maybe that's why they flooded it. Maybe that's why they're attacking it. By the way, in the war between the states, the most men killed on a state level, the state that led in the deaths of its men in the South was in North Carolina. More men from North Carolina died than any other Southern state. The Jesuits hate North Carolina. That's why they sent a big, horrible, terrible hurricane there. They hate you, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants and Baptists. They hate you. They want to kill you. And they've shackled you up. They've yoked you up with this artificial person so that God cannot bless you like he would like to. So we're separating from this entity. Number one, returning to our previous status held by all Americans prior to March 9th, 1933. And then once we do that as a matter of public record, then we run for the political office in your county, calling for your county to declare its independence from District of Columbia, because District of Columbia has ruined you. It's wrecked you. It's taken all your savings. It took your gold from you in 33. It took your silver from you in 65. It's taken your honor from you by garrisoning our young men and women around the country, around the world, as Roman legions. They call it American Legion. It's Roman legions, American legions. They've disgraced us. We've become the ugly Americans. Why? Because that's what the District of Columbia has done to us, run by the Jesuits at Georgetown and Fordham and out of the Vatican City, out of Rome, through its commander-in-chief, and therefore we're not having it anymore. This is what white Anglo-Saxon Protestants and Baptist Calvinists do. We declare our independence. We did it in Mecklenburg County. We did it in the United States of America. We did it in the state of Texas. Read the Texas Declaration of Independence. What a great document. And what one man can do, another man can do. They were believers. We got to be believers too. To resist Satan's empire, you got to be saved and in Christ. Then he'll intervene for you, for us. And so lastly, run for political office, and then all of you who are not in political office, you got to vote for the candidate that will bring you out of the empire. And that's what I'm registered to vote for. I'm registered to vote. My all caps entity is registered to vote, and I use it as the beneficiary of it. I'm going to benefit to bring Lebanon County out of Pennsylvania, or to bring Pennsylvania out of the American Empire. One of two. They're going to bring nuclear power back to Pennsylvania here, Three Mile Island. They're going to bring it back in a couple years after all those people died of cancer. They don't care about you, enemy belligerent. We don't care if you die of cancer. Heck, we cause cancer. We cause cancer with all the immunizations. And then we kill you when we cut you, burn, and drug you. That's what we do to you, enemy belligerents, you stupid fools. And you don't get it yet after 100 years? You don't deserve to be free. That's how they think. It's time that we truly repent. That we truly believe the gospel that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again. Placed in the body of Christ, sealed to the day of redemption. And then we need to cease to be strange, surety for this stranger, this all caps entity. Then we need to see clearly that the Vatican is ruining this place. It's not the Jews. There are front Jews that are helping out, but they don't run it. I watched the Al Smith dinner last night with my son, and then the Irish Catholic comedian says, "Oh, Al Smith dinner is a bunch of Roman Catholics and a bunch of Jews." You got Chuckie Schumer sitting up there with Michael Bloomberg and those other key Jews working for the Pope and the Archbishop. But they're working for the Pope. They have no power apart from what the Archbishop gives to them. It's like Trump. He has no power apart from what the Archbishop gives to him. It's all gone. There's nothing to vote for. Stop deceiving yourself and choosing the lesser of two evils. It's all evil, and the only option is to declare independence on a county level or a state level. And to do that, you better be saved, and you better have right status, and you better not be surety for a stranger. But in the meantime, register your all caps entity. Carry a voter registration card. And by the way, only citizens should be allowed to vote. Don't, what do you mean all these foreigners in here and give them a driver's license so they can vote? Part of the destruction of the greatest white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Baptist Calvinist nation in world history. We did more good in the world than any other nation. We have more technology. All the nations of the world enjoy our technology. We were known as the inventive Americans. Why? Because we had freedom of conscience, because we read the Bible. AV 1611 King James Bible. So to that we must return. To our former status we must return. May God help us to do it. Vote, but you're using your all caps entity to vote your county out of the empire, or your state out of the empire. That's the real value of voting today. Anything else is a waste of time. So, till the next time we meet, Brother Eric John Phelps, 24/7 World Radio, podcast for today of October 27, 2024. Please send your gifts to RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073, or RBPB, donate at comcast.net. That's RBPB, Reformation Bible Puritan Baptist, RBPB, donate at comcast.net, or you can send it to my Cash App at Eric, E-R-I-C, John, J-O-N, Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S, at Cash App. Appreciate your giving, appreciate your prayers, appreciate you desiring to serve the Lord and do His will, because it's getting harder and harder. But God's grace is sufficient. So until we meet again, the Lord bless you. Maranatha.